From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our gospel program as we once more gather around God's Word for a short time. John chapter 8 and the last verse is where I wish you to turn in your Bible. But before I consider that verse with you, we will listen to a gospel hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. Let me quickly remind you of our 9 o'clock program this evening. We commence a new study from the book of Job, entitled To the Highest Purity from the Deepest Depravity. We will be looking at Job 25, verse 4. And I will also be playing the final extract from our featured sermon, Death, Is It a Leap in the Dark or a Step of Faith? Do join me then. Now here is that hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. Please be ready with your Bible open at John chapter 8 and the verse 59, for we'll be turning to it as soon as we listen to the hymn. The last verse of John chapter 8, it's the verse 59, Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. We have come to the final verse of the chapter, and the close of a sorry episode in the dealings of the Jewish leaders with the Saviour. Remember, the animosity displayed by these leaders was not unique to them or to that generation. Rather, it is the disposition of all men, except their hearts are changed by the grace and power of God. These men were blind to Christ's glory and power and deaf to his infinite wisdom and love. Their reaction to Christ, as recorded in this chapter, is exactly the same as that of all men, of all nations, of all ages, when they are confronted with the gospel. The abuse, the blasphemy, and then finally, the attempted violence, recorded in verse 59, is but the pulling back of the veil from the human heart, and its true nature being seen. These men would have appeared as gracious, pious, holy men as they stood and led the worship in the synagogue or the temple. But when they are confronted by Christ, they show what is really in their hearts. First of all, the Jews knew exactly what Christ was saying about himself. The words of verse 58 constituted a horrendous blasphemy as far as they were concerned. This man, Jesus of Nazareth, was claiming to be the eternal God. Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." Here are but a few words, but what a truth they carry. There are those today who deny the deity of the Lord Jesus. But these words convey something much greater, and the Jews knew it. That is why they took up stones to stone him. Later at his trial before Pilate, they said, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." John chapter 19 and the verse 7. Christ claimed to be the Son of God, Jehovah manifested in human flesh. The Jews' response to Christ has ever been man's natural response to the gospel when it comes to him with power. When Stephen spoke to the Jewish Sanhedrin, the assembly of the leaders of the Jews, he similarly angered them by his claims that Jesus was the Messiah. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon the name of God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Acts chapter 7, verses 57 to 60. Secondly, even to these wicked men, Christ displayed yet another token of mercy. Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Verse 59. This was a miraculous escape. He passed right through the midst of the furious crowd bent on his murder, and they did not see him. His sudden disappearance surely should have given them grounds for doubt and questions as to who he was and how he had done such a thing. He could have struck them down with judgment, and who could say that they did not deserve it? But no, the Saviour withdrew, and so saved them at that time from committing a most heinous sin. I'm sure that there were few amongst them who recognized the mercy that they had just enjoyed by being kept back from committing a terrible crime. Thirdly, these words remind us that men could not have crucified the Saviour unless he permitted it. The Saviour had come to die as a sacrifice for the sins of his people. He was not, therefore, going to permit his own death until the appropriate and the eternally appointed moment. He was crucified by Pilate not because he was unable to resist the actions of men, but because he came to die in that fashion. Remember what the Saviour said to Peter when he drew the sword and cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest on the night of the Saviour's betrayal. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again thy sword into its place. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the Scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? Matthew chapter 26, verses 51 to 54. Christ came to fulfill his Father's will and all of the prophecies that foretold his death. Dear listener, do you understand that salvation is by the shedding of Christ's blood? It is not by our works. It is something that the Saviour alone accomplished. To obtain the benefits of his death, we do not have to pay money. So said Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. It's not by our good works. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. It's not by money, it's not by works. How then are we to be saved? By faith in Christ. This poor man cried, said the psalmist. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Psalm 34, verse 6. Nothing could be plainer than this. Call upon Christ today, rest in his finished work on the cross, and be saved for all eternity. Please join me again around God's Word tonight at 9 o'clock. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is, 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.